What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Hey, my friends, my name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach. I'm an ads expert, and I'm all about helping online course creators and coaches make more money in their business while working fewer hours. But most importantly, I'm a father and I'm a husband. With this podcast, you're going to learn exactly how to become what we here call the optimized CEO of your business. And that means you're optimizing your sales and marketing, your time, and your mindset so that you can have more freedom, a bigger impact, and make more money. So grab a coffee, open up your favorite notes app. This is the Art of Online Business Podcast. What's up, my friends? Rick Mulready here. Welcome back to the show. This is episode number 537. Hope you're doing well, whatever's going on today for you. On today's episode, I want to dive into actually kind of officially kick off, if you will, the membership series here on the podcast. Now, it's not going to be sequential episodes. Every episode from, you know, for the next couple of months is going to be all about memberships. No, I'm just going to start in sort of sequential order, if you will, from the start of a membership, which we're going to be really talking about today. We're going to be talking about, is a membership or a course right for your business, or maybe both? And so we're going to talk about that today. And then we, over the next couple months, we're going to be talking all about memberships sprinkled in throughout the episodes, all the way through to topics like retention and all that good stuff. And so, like I mentioned today, I want to talk to you about whether an online course or a membership is right for your business. And again, maybe both are right for your business. And I first want to say, and the reason really, by the way, why I wanted to start talking more about memberships here on the podcast is because more and more of our accelerator students are coming in, either adding a membership to an already successful business, or they're coming in with an amazing membership and they want to work with me and my team to scale the membership, to reduce churn, to get more students, et cetera. And so that's really sort of the genesis of this membership series here on the show. And I love talking about memberships. I've had memberships in the past, and I don't currently, just simply because, you know, the change in direction in the business. But I think they can be really, really powerful. And, you know, I want to throw out one caveat as we dive into this. A lot of people want to start up a membership simply because they're like, no, I want reoccurring revenue. And so a membership is the solution to that. Well, yeah, membership absolutely can provide reoccurring revenue, but it's not the solution to a poor offer, if you will. And I'll talk more about that here as we go. And so I think the first thing to distinguish is that a membership does not have to be the stereotypical kind of pay a monthly subscription fee in exchange for access to whatever is in a membership. A membership could simply be something that you pay upfront for a year, for example, right? So oftentimes when we think about that, we think about something like Amazon Prime, right? You pay for the year, and if you were to Google Amazon Prime, you will see that it's called a membership. Same thing like Costco, for example, here in the States. Costco is a membership. You pay, you know, a yearly, I don't know, whatever it is, $50 or whatever. I don't remember what it is. And you get to go to shop at Costco, right? That's a membership. You get a membership card. And so that's the first thing, is that it doesn't have to be, you know, this sort of pay monthly subscription fee. It could be you just pay up front for a year, and but it's still called a membership, right? I remember working with an accelerator member a few years ago who now has a very healthy seven-figure in revenue business. And that was a big part of our work together that I did with her, was simply reframing how they positioned their membership program to a yearly access membership program. And that was really all it took to how they marketed it. And everything took off from there, because people were kind of confused. They're like, hey, can I cancel after whatever, a couple of months or a few months, and for whatever reason. And just that sort of reframing what the membership was and what it wasn't allowed so much clarity in how that program was sold. And then things really took off from there. So it's really on, it's all how you look at it. Okay. Now, to answer the question, membership or an online course, I actually think you should have both, right? If you are thinking about a membership. Now, you don't have to have both for sure, but I think that they complement each other really, really well. And I started out with courses. It's how I grew my business so quickly. And like I mentioned earlier, over the years, I added in a membership element to the business, which I later, again, I shut down because I changed directions a bit in the business. But in addition to online courses, which I've talked about a ton here on the show over the years, I also do really like memberships in a business for a lot of different reasons, right? And also, as I mentioned, I have been and am currently helping many of our accelerator coaching students grow their already successful memberships. You heard recently on the show where I had Hallie Sherman back on the podcast for a third time, and she launched a membership this past summer here, 2021, adding that to her already existing very successful business. And at the time of that recording, or the releasing of that show, she had hit almost 500 new members. And yesterday of the day I'm recording this, she hit like 650 or something members, which is absolutely amazing. So that is reoccurring revenue every single month. And that membership was created over the last few months, and how we strategized around that, and what it could be, what it's not going to be, how she was going to launch it, etc. And so memberships can be very, very high leverage, right? It can be a very simple yet very effective business model. And frankly, they're also a great opportunity to differentiate yourself from others in your space in the way that you deliver your membership, okay? And so for all of those reasons, that's why I'm kicking off this membership series here on the podcast. So we're going to be deep diving into all aspects of membership, starting with today's topic, okay? And so this series is going to be for those of you with an existing membership, or you're considering adding one to your business, right? And I'm going to share some behind the scenes right now with you on what this series is going to look like. I will tell you right now that the conversations that I'm going to bring to you here on the podcast about memberships, these are not going to be the normal types of discussions around memberships that you've heard. I'm going to be bringing you fresh ideas, and that hopefully give you a new lens on how to think about growing and retaining your existing members within a successful membership. Okay. So with that said, going back, I think you should have both. I think you should have an online course, and I think you should have a membership. Now, just again, just a caveat, that's if you are considering a membership, okay? If you're not, okay, and you have courses or a coaching program, cool, right? But if you're considering it, I think you should at least have both. They complement each other really, really well. I would start with a course first and then add a membership if that is something that you want to do, right? And frankly, I wouldn't add a membership to your business until you've built up a lot of traction with your course. Something else I talk a lot about here in the podcast, having that flagship offer that you get really dialed in, your marketing systems, your sales systems, your fulfillment systems, and really start to scale that, okay? And then once you've done that, a membership can be a natural extension of your course, right? The for example, the membership can offer ongoing monthly or even weekly support, for example, where you get in and you start answering people's questions and you do coaching, for example. It can offer a community to support one another within the membership. Or you can bring like guest speakers, for example, that add amazing value to your existing course, all within the framework, if you will, of a membership. The membership could then evolve into the place where each of your courses live. So for like one low monthly price, people get access to all of your courses, and they can also get ongoing support from you or your coaches and your team, and then also, you know, coaching and community and accountability, all within a membership, right? You can still, if you have multiple courses, for example, or if you have just one flagship offer, you can still sell that course or multiple or your other courses. But what you get to do when you have a course or multiple courses and you start selling them, and then you want to offer a membership, well, the price of the course can anchor that pricing against your membership. So what I mean by that is, let's just say that you're selling, I don't know, your course is whatever, $297 or $497, okay? And your membership is $47 a month. But that $497 course or that $297 course is also included inside the membership. So you could say, well, you can purchase, you can totally get the course right now for $497, or you could join our membership community here and get that course and then all other XYZ for just $47 a month, right? And it does come down to, and we're not going to dive into it right now, but it really does help when you know what your churn rate is, what your lifetime customer value is, etc. But it's an amazing opportunity for you to anchor that pricing of your membership and your course against each other, right? And so you can totally still sell your courses that way and the membership. So you're focused with your membership, hopefully you're focused on serving an ongoing need in your space, in your market, solving problems that your people, meaning the people that you want to be serving, that they're experiencing. So many people think that a membership is just something where there's a whole bunch of content in there and, you know, here you go, here's access to it. Well, that is the case. However, what most people often lose sight of is that there is a journey through the membership. There should be a promise of the membership. What can somebody expect when they join your membership, right? And so that's the big thing that a lot of people lose sight of, right? You're actually helping people solve their problems throughout their journey, right? You're focused on delivering a result to them, not more content necessarily, right? You're focused on delivering a result and a community aspect, especially here, you know, we're in Q4 right now of 2021. Holy cow, for the past almost, you know, a little longer than a year and a half now, people have been craving, and this is not going to change, my friends. People crave community. People want to be surrounded by other like-minded people to share in their experiences, to get support, to get accountability, to just chat, right? And your membership is an amazing opportunity for you to do that. Okay. And again, going back to most people who run a membership think that to improve the membership, they have to keep adding more. Well, that's absolutely not the case, right? What are the two biggest reasons, do you think, why people cancel their memberships, leave memberships? Number one, they're not using it. They say, I don't have time to be using it, so I'm not using it, so I'm just going to cancel. And I'll talk more about that here in a second. And the other point is they say they can't keep up with all the content. There's just so much content in there. I'm so lost, or I'm so far behind, or I can't possibly get to all this content. And so they end up leaving, right? And so those are really two really good pieces of information to know, right? Because if they're saying, I'm just not using the information, I don't have time for it, well, that is really good insight into the types of things that you can improve about the membership. You want to make this a no-brainer for people where they're just like, I can't not be in this membership because of the amazing community, the amazing support, the amazing coaching, the content, etc. And it's helping me throughout my journey achieve whatever I'm looking to achieve, whatever your specific niche is, right? The idea with a membership is make it simple, make it useful, create an experience that your people love being a part of. And you're continuing to solve the problems that they came to you for. That's the basis of an amazing membership. And again, we're going to be diving into all different aspects of a membership here over the next while here on the podcast. So just to recap, if you are considering a membership, I think you should, in the very least, have an online course first. And it could be, you know, a group of smaller courses, if you will, that are then going to be included in your membership. Right? Or let's just say you're in the teaching space and you already have a whole bunch of resources and that you want to group into a membership, what have you. At least, you know, you're already selling the resources, then you can, if you wanted to, just as an example, you can create bundles or what have you and put them into a membership. But the idea here is I think you should absolutely, if you are considering a membership, have an online course first, and then add the membership. And again, a very easy way to start that membership out is that it can be a natural extension of your course that gives people additional support, more coaching, again, from you or your, if you have coaches on your team, community, accountability, etc. And you want to differentiate, we're going to talk more about this in upcoming episodes. If you want to differentiate yourself with a membership, a very easy way to do that is to do coaching yourself. If you can do coaching yourself, not a lot of people do that, right? They join a membership and, you know, whoever business it is never in the membership to answer questions or what have you, right? People just get thrown into like a Facebook group, for example, which I don't love that idea of a Facebook group for a membership. People just get thrown into a membership. There's, you know, there might be like a community manager or something like that. And then there's content and, you know, that's the extent of the membership. Can that work? Yeah. But remember, the idea is to give ongoing, you're solving people's problems, right? You're serving that ongoing need that people have, that your people have in your niche. You're solving the problems that they're experiencing, okay? Now, by the way, I mentioned I'm going to do another episode about this as far as like the tech side of a membership. I've started using here in 2021, I've started using a tool called 10xpro.io. And I've used a whole bunch of tools over the years that for my online courses, for order forms, for funnel pages, etc., for memberships. And 10xpro.io is hands down the best one that I've ever worked with, right? They're not sponsoring the show. I am an affiliate for them. And so using 10xpro.io has made it super. I've transferred everything in the business over to this one tool. So I now have my all of my courses, all of my trainings inside of 10X Pro. I do all my order forms in 10X Pro. It has amazing funnels. So for example, if I wanted to do a quiz funnel, you know, I just click a button in the campaign section and it has a completely populated entire quiz funnel with all the pages. And you just got to basically fill in what your information, like whatever your information that you want to fill in there, all the copy and what have you. But it's got all the templates and it has, I forget how many templates it has for different campaigns. If you're doing webinars or an evergreen or whatever, you literally press a button and all the pages are right there and you just customize them for your specific needs. And so, going back to where I started with this is within 10xpro.io, they have what they call a social wall. And it looks very much like a Facebook group page, but I am going to start using the social wall for communities that I have, because I don't love the idea of something living on a platform like a Facebook when I have zero control over, you know, Facebook's, you know, what if they make a change to groups or what have you. It can be challenging for people to see your content in groups. And so anyway, 10xpro.io, if you want to check it out, my link for it again is rickmulready.com/10xpro, the number 10, the letter X, the letters P-R-O. And at the time recording this, I think the deal was like $1 for 30 days. That's what I did when I first started it. So if you want to check it out, amazing. If you don't, that's okay too. That is what I'm using in my business, and I absolutely love it. By the way, their support is off the charts. So good. They have that little chat box, and they are on top of it. It's actually the best support I've ever experienced in a platform like this. And so anyway, that's where I'd recommend housing your membership. And so there you have it, my friend. That is my thought on course or membership. I think you should have, if you're considering a membership, I think you should have both. Course first and then add the membership. Cool? All right, my friend. That's what I got for you today. Thank you, as always, for listening. I super appreciate you. And until the next episode, be well, my friend, and I'll talk to you soon.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree, heard of her? How about minimalist marketing, how to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free. But it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now. And I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.